My name is James Metz and I'm 12 years old. We interviewed Kashif Henderson on July 16th, 2013.
When I was a little kid, I was living with my mom actually in McKees Rocks. And my mom actually had a drug addiction, so my father came and got me when I was around about 3 or 4 years old. And from there on, I lived in Braddock with my dad, my grandmother, my aunt. We all lived in different houses, but we all grew up close to each other. So my aunt was roughly 2 blocks up the street. Grandma ended up buying an apartment building. So grandma lived upstairs in a top apartment. We lived downstairs in a bottom apartment. My grandma was there. I mean, she was everywhere for me. Everywhere I went, dad was at work, I was with grandma. You know, I had to get something done, grandma. When times got rough, grandma was there. So I didn't have to look far, which I said I was blessed for. For me, I didn't get caught up in any gangs or drugs. I mean, I was around it, but since I saw my mom go through her experience and seeing her bounce back from that, which I'm proud of, but seeing that kept me kind of away from the drugs. The gangs I never really got into because my dad actually was in gangs when he was younger, so he kept me out of that a lot, being active in sports and school. I didn't experience that, but I had friends who were involved in all of the above. I had a lot of friends at one point from about 7th grade on. I knew somebody who died every year. Shot, drugs, suicide, whatever you call it, was happening. It was just, at one point in my life, death was just normal. There was no tears, there was no surprise. It was, who died this year? I got used to it. Nobody should get used to something like that. One of the horror ones is my friend hung himself off a tree. We had a football game the next day. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget somebody, one of the friends just getting shot by someone we knew. It's just crazy. Life is about experiences. You learn from your environment. When you see the experience of growing up in the hood, and we always talk about this, a lot of my friends, is that we knew what we knew because of where we grew up at. So you look at the way you dress. And for us, it was the baggy jeans, the baggy shirt, all those different things, the sagging pants, which I never sagged. It just didn't work out for me. I didn't like the feeling. I can't do it. Plus, my dad would kick my butt. So I wasn't allowed to do those things. But when you look at that, that's what we knew. That's when we saw people who looked like us did that. It's an experience. When you go to college, you start to see other experiences. You have to see other black people who grew up in different neighborhoods that weren't socioeconomically challenged. They might have a little bit more money. You see white students who grew up poor or had money. You see Asian students, and you start to really learn from those cultures, and you have to challenge your perceptions of what you've been taught and what the environment society has shaped around you as this is the way you're to act. This is the way you should carry yourself. This is who you are, and really start opening up your eyes and say, is this really me? Is this who I am? Is this how I should carry myself? I first went to Cheney University. I had a football scholarship there. It actually didn't work out the way I wanted it to, so I ended up transferring to Pitt, walked on for a little bit there, but I graduated from Pitt with my bachelor's and master's. I teach at Brashear High School. I'm a history teacher. You have to know a student in your class personally. I don't allow my students to walk in the classroom without we getting to know each other beyond just a book or beyond just a paper. You have to know a person for who they are, and you usually get the best out of them. I just want them to chase their dreams and catch them. You can't just start chasing dreams and keep dreaming. Then it's just a dream. But they got to start catching them. I want them to find out what their niche is, as I always tell them. What do you like to do? What do you enjoy to do? You shouldn't get a job because it's work, because it pays the bills. It's not exciting. You should be able to enjoy life. You should be able to experience life to the fullest. Chase what you love to do. And that might not come out at first off the bat. You might not know what that is. Some people know what it is. Some people take loops and holes, and it takes time. But you have to figure out what do you love to do. And that's all I tell them, is that it's life. There's so much to do. Get out, try it all, experience it.